Hello, everybody. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand, and I'm here with my favorite celestial weather forecaster, which I never get tired of saying. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy. And can you believe it's October 1st? It's Tuesday, October 1st, Lisa.
Flying by, flying by. And I'm so eager to tell you about the card today because it's such a good one. 10 of Pentacles, 10, 10. It's 1 to the 10th degree. We're wrapping up this moon cycle with quite, it's like the High Priestess started it. The 10 of Pentacles, which is also the Karma card, finishes it. We've had the Emperor and the Empress. We've had the High Priestess and the Hierophant. This has been a much more impactful couple of weeks than you realize. And we get the gold star kiss on the forehead from the universe to wrap it up. Before we move into the solar eclipse, where it's embodied, 10 of Pentacles. So I was just so excited I had to tell you. Mike, I'm sure you've got some great star reports for them. What have you got?
I do, Lisa. I also want to make mention October is the 10th month of the year, by the way.
Love
Exactly.
those tens. One
Exactly.
that empowered you, 1 to the 10th degree.
Yep, I'm a big fan of October, as you know.
Yes.
As a Libra.
As a Libra.
So listen, we wake up in the morning at 9 a.m. and the moon is trining Uranus. So this is the energy that we wake up to, and this is a liberating energy. This is a sense of freedom. This is inspiration. This is emotional liberation. So good feelings waking up in the morning.
Well, that's also looking back over the last couple of weeks and seeing where you've freed yourself from stories that you tell about yourself. It's like your doubts are just a natural fact. Those pesky moments, of uncertainty are just right there in the evolutionary process. Nothing to be afraid of. So I love that you get that liberation. But Moon's dancing with the heavy hitters today, isn't it?
Yeah, the moon plays a part in everything today because by 11 to really from about 11 to 3, the moon will oppose Neptune, which is confusion, delusion, misunderstandings, that kind of thing.
Disillusion. Yeah. It's like, oh, when you free yourself of your self-doubts, then you walk into that moon Neptune, and it's just like, but wait a minute, it doesn't look the way I wanted it to. But
But it gets
that,
better.
yeah.
Yeah, it gets better because, by late afternoon, the moon will trine Pluto. So this gives passion, feelings of regeneration, renewal. We can do this because remember, we're still dealing with the Mars Saturn trine. That can-do spirit is still in effect. So along with the trine with Pluto, it's just a feeling that we can plow through this.
Well, and what I love about that is confusion and disillusion is just a place to start, like our self-doubt, where it's like, yes, it may not look like what you want it to now, but you've heard necessity is the mother of invention. If it's a desire you really want, well, what can you bring to the current circumstances, no matter what they are, to interact with them, call out more of your creative potential and see where it goes. It may wind up exceeding your expectations. In fact, I'd like to put expectations right over here. One of my colleagues said that expectation is just premeditated resentment. It's just like, let's just move expectation over here and let's set an intention. Moon Pluto says, and Mars trine, says we can do it. Dig deeper. It may not look like what you want it to yet, but this says you making it look more like what you want is part of your karmic destiny. It's going to show you a dare to be great moment. What a great way to wrap up this lunar eclipse. And
Right. Because tomorrow, Lise, is the solar eclipse in Libra.
oh boy, yeah, and we're going to have lots of fun with that one. But
The new moon
yeah,
in Libra solar eclipse. Yeah, it's going to be a big one. So stay
very.
tuned, everyone.
Yeah, and very much about partnerships, as you Libras know, and we Aries too. We're opposite sides of the same coin.
That's right.
But seriously, give yourself a pat on the back. This Ten of Pentacles says that you have really had an opportunity and grounded yourself in stretching into a much better story, the right story of you that's right sized to who you are now. And that's the culmination of all of the work from this summer. Well, and all of your life, but particularly the shakeup this summer. So well done. Pats on the back, high fives, and thanks for playing. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
For the solar eclipse.